Hey everybody, this is Tom Arnold. Check out my podcast, Tom Arnold, 100% Honest, Pretty Much, every Wednesday at Podcast One. Take a comedic look at my current state of affairs, like my work in Hollywood, life as a husband, being a very, very old father of two young children, followed by hilarious interviews with some of the funniest people on the planet. Download my new show through PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or subscribe at iTunes.
Corolla Drinks presents The Vagabonds Winter 2016 Southwest Tour. Oh, yeah, you got the best of me, and that's all right. San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Austin, Phoenix, Las Vegas, San Diego. Tickets and info at CorollaDrinks.com. The Vagabonds and Loxy. Baby, let's plus special guests, local bands, and comedians in every city, including Ryan Dune, George Perez, and Brian Redband. Tickets are $15 or $10 in advance online with the code Corolla Drinks. The Vagabonds. Get your tickets now at CorollaDrinks.com. The Vagabonds with Loxy, sponsored by Corolla Drinks. Enjoy Endless Rant IPA and Mangria responsibly. This is Corolla Digital.
Don't think you just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
The Mr. Coy. Oh,
this
boy.
Is crazy.
This is the secret location? Your house? What a secret. Hey, don't tell anybody, but I'm going to trick everyone to come to my backyard. That's borderline creep.
It is.
Nick, that means cut. Yeah. Nick, by the way, Nick always messes up every show.
Yeah, Nick. Oh,
yeah. I want everyone to know that's Nick.
Killing it.
He wears a headphone. I don't know why. He has a soundboard. I don't know why.
Every time.
He has that. We don't know why he has that.
Every time.
Where are we? Is this like Sherman Oaks?
North Hollywood.
Okay, so Should we... That's a stray dog barking, correct?
Yeah.
That's for sure a lost dog that probably owns...
Rabies.
Maybe an alley, like it owns an alley around here.
Yeah.
Its toy is like a crate, like a wood crate.
It
could
tear us apart.
You hear that? I'm scared.
That's why it's a secret location, because if we told people where it was going to be, they
no
wouldn't
No one
be
would
here.
Come here.
Yeah, they wouldn't come.
I think everyone that's sitting here... like, as they were driving up, they were like, where the fuck are we?
Hey, someone actually emailed and said, am I going to get murdered?
Yeah. But then, and then you go, yeah, you might get murdered. And then you go, but there's free pizza. And then they go, I'm there.
Oh, worth it.
I'm there. It's pretty nice. This is a nice house, Lance.
Nice, thanks.
You Let's give it up for yourself. Lance real quick.
Yeah.
He sent this out. What a guy.
Yeah,
what
Lance, guy. I didn't give up your house. Hey, feel free to steal shit.
Yeah. Anything you like.
It's his fault. You're just gonna let random people. You don't even know these people.
No, I do. Look at them. They're all like good friends.
I hope. Yeah, we're family. Someone goes, we're family.
Hey, can I tell you this? Well, I do have
crash out in the living room.
Sort of family here. What? One guy is in town for one night from New Zealand.
Get out.
Came to the podcast. Yeah,
that
Nick.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
Welcome. Is that mate? No, you don't say mate.
Yeah, you say mate.
In New Zealand, they still say mate.
Yeah.
Hi, mate.
Well, you don't say.
So annoying, right? So annoying.
No, but that's regular there, you know.
Is that regular?
Yeah, you said it with common. An Aussie accent, but, you know, that's okay.
Do you don't do it when you come to L.A. and do, like, our accent. Do you do our accent? Like, bruh. Do you do bruh?
You'll probably say, thanks, mate, you know.
No, he probably goes, hey, can I, where's an In-N-Out? I want to have a burger. Is that pretty good or no?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're copying an Australian or a New Zealander.
A New Zealander.
Doing an American accent.
I'm acting like an Australian, acting like a New Zealander in L.A. being a surfer.
Okay. Oh.
You didn't see those?
There's so many layers.
Yeah, there's tons of layers. That's the genius.
I know.
Wow.
I'm sorry I didn't catch that.
That was.
Want me to do you? Want me to impersonate you? Watch this.
Hello, I am AJ Rothier, and I pray piano. Oh.
Can we bring that keyboard up?
It's messed up.
Can we bring it up? There it is. Did you see you? This is my favorite part, is when you start doing your keys. Did you see Chris over here go, blink, blink, blink?
Blink, blink, blink.
I'm flying over here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all tuned in. He's got like a symphony going. Yeah. Blah, 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 and then blink, blink, blink.
Oh, yeah. You're not.
I got five strings for sure.
They're there. They're all there.
All five are here.
You're not going to outshine me.
It was.
You know what I noticed about you and Chris? Tiny hands.
What?
Yeah,
tiny, I can reach eight keys
tiny
on
little
this thing.
Baby hands.
Eight keys. What? Can
yeah,
you
but
do?
I mean, people bro. Can't see what I'm seeing. Like, you have these baby hands, but then they're spread out like that. Spread out so far. Look at that cute little thing.
I do have small hands. Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have tiny baby hands.
That's adorable.
Your hand is huge with a ukulele. Massive hands with a ukulele. Baby hands with a full guitar. I've got tiny hands, and I play a guitar. I've got tiny hands, and they're smaller than
the stars
in the sky. But we're just two guys with tiny hands. But I can play this song again. Tiny hands,
tiny hands,
tiny hands,
tiny hands,
tiny hands. I got tiny hands. The advantage of having tiny hands is my dick looks big.
Oh my goodness. So we're outside now, so it's not a...
not a clean show.
Not no,
a
it's clean not a clean show, today. Man. This is free for all.
It's not a clean show today. There's usually
but,
a sign
but
in the studio.
It's not a clean show, but it's a true show. Mm. And that was a true story.
I like that.
About your tiny hands.
Okay. I love the honesty of yes. this outdoor
we're,
podcast.
It's an honest show.
There's no lying in the koi pond.
There's never lying in the koi pond. Sometimes. Other than we us saying, Nick does a good job.
Nick, that was a little late, Nick.
Once again, Nick is late again. How are your journeys, AJ Raphael?
Oh my gosh. I got
whatever
nervous,
that is.
Joe. I got nervous.
Why are you nervous?
No, I'm fine.
People are eating pizza.
I just came from University of Georgia to play a show, so that was nice.
Right, and what did you do? You just did a live show? You did a set?
Yeah, I did like a solo set where like I was supposed to give a talk and then perform
like a
after.
TED talk?
Yeah, like a TED talk about my life, whatever.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, some
really?
People get inspired, Joe.
No, I'm inspired you know. Just by this, what you're saying. This is crazy. So
yeah,
they flew to Georgia.
About, what? You should do a TED talk about giving TED talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm inspired now. Just
I'm inspired
yeah,
by this.
Go to University of Georgia, which is in Athens.
Yes.
Like an hour 30 from Atlanta.
Okay.
So that was really far.
Yeah.
And then I had Raising Cane's. That was my first meal there.
Oh,
wow.
What
yeah,
a choice.
Yeah. I don't think these people know what Raising Cane's is. It's
yeah,
chicken
do.
Fingers.
Yeah, Costa Mesa.
Oh, they have
has
that here?
Yeah, they have
well,
Orange
okay,
County.
There's one person that everyone else just looked at us like this. Are we going to get more pizza?
But yeah,
we leave pizza. When the pizza's done. Go ahead.
No, it's okay, Joe. Thanks.
What was your TED Talks? What
no,
did you say
I,
when you got
I just talked about my life, and I was meant to perform after I talked, but I merged the two. So I was talking about my life, and then I was like, grew up on Disney songs, so I started playing Disney songs.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, I've turned 14, and... This is a song that I wrote, and then I played a song that I wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was,
cool,
what was the song that you wrote at 14? Can we hear it?
It was the very first song I wrote, which was about this girl named Polly.
Oh, wait. You sang this on the pod before.
Yes.
Yeah,
come
I love
on.
It.
Some people here remember.
No, they
yeah.
don't.
None of them do.
What was it? What was it?
None of them do. Some of these are just neighbors that didn't even know Lance lived here.
Lance. They smell pizza.
Yeah, they just saw the garage open. Are we welcome to come over there? We smell pizza.
I hired a Filipino lady to make lumpia.
Yeah, I love the fact that he says my sister is someone he hired.
Dang.
He said on the phone, he goes, I hired a Filipino lady to make lumpia. And then I walked in, I was like, Gemma? Hi, Joe. I'm making lumpia now.
She's good, though.
Yeah, she is good. She's a, my sister is amazing. She's a vegetarian, which sucks.
Oh, so she didn't eat her own.
But it's not like a real vegetarian. Like, she eats eggs, salmon, and, like, beef jerky.
That's not a vegetarian.
What?
No, I'm joking. She doesn't eat beef jerky. I just wanted to see if anyone's paying attention.
Like a pescatarian. She'd be pescatarian.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you want to get religion involved, yes. I didn't know we were going to talk about religion on this show, but yeah, she's a real pescatarian. Hallowed be thy name. Let's play a song. Let's write a song about your TED talk.
Okay.
All right, go. Here we go. Oh my God. Yeah, go for it, man. Ooh. Hey, everyone. I'm AJ, and I just got off the plane here in Georgia. You're not gonna believe how far my little hands came. I brought with me a good friend of mine, Chris Laxamana. He's got small hands too. That's what we want to talk to you guys about. If you got small hands, but you got big dreams, it can happen. It's going to be harder to grab a hold of it. Just use both hands and make sure they're dry. Or you watch your dreams just slip away. Why do you keep looking at Nick like he's supposed to help you? Nick is doing nothing over there.
I'm just asking for volume.
Nick has both hands on the table like that.
He just like,
this is all Nick's doing. To come into rubbing his thighs.
Thank you, Nick. He's just like, mess something up, Nick.
Not doing anything over there. I got small hands. I got small hands, and it got me all the way to Athens, which is only an hour.
So sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, Joe.
Just take it away from me so we can do the song right. I'm fucking it up. What did you talk about when you stood in front of those kids?
Talked about my life, Joe.
That must have sucked.
Wow. Thanks so much. You're so encouraging when you speak
to the
kids.
Whoa, who's this?
To be you. Is that Baby Lance? What's going on?
Along with Baby Hands, we got Baby Lance.
Baby Lance, Baby Lance.
Baby Lance with Baby Pants.
Baby Lance with Baby Pants.
There's no baby in these pants.
Stop. That's where it stops. There's no baby in these pants.
True story.
Baby, so what did you talk about? You went up on stage and you were like, all you kids... What, did you say things
well, you
like...
Well, so it was for, like, the Asian American Club. Obviously, that's where I get booked, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to...
When they say Asian American, is it a lot of Asians, or was it just a bunch of Filipinos that knew you?
No, it was...
Is it just, like, a nursing... Did you go to, like, a nursing school? Just a bunch of nurses?
No, I have a joke in my show sometimes. I have one joke.
Oh, nice. Here.
And the joke...
It's let it go. You want to use it, now's the time. Jeez, what do you do this joke?
Damn it,
in the shower
Joe.
By yourself? You brush it, work it out now.
No, now it's not
going to be
funny.
You write a joke, you use it in front of people that have never heard it. Because if they don't laugh, it's not a joke. That's called words.
Can we move on?
I want to hear the joke.
No,
don't brag about having a joke in the night. Use it.
You know what?
That's like going, hey, I got a really nice car. Can I see it? Not right now.
It's not.
I prefer to walk. Go.
It's not a joke, really. I just say.
Come on.
This is what I say. I'm like, yeah, because, you know, my mom didn't force me to.
Dude, I'm dying right now. I don't even know if I can wait for the punchline, because this setup is crushing right now. Is there anything funnier than that setup?
It's pretty good.
Don't even, you know what? You're right. You do have a joke. A well-written one, if that. That had all the elements.
All right, you know what?
Yes! What? I know what. You don't have a joke.
It's not a joke. It's just a way for me to tell if there's Filipinos in the audience. So I'm like, oh yeah, my mom's a nurse. Your moms are probably nurses. And they go, ha ha ha, and raise their hand laugh. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Yeah. No one had my back. And Joe was...
No, there's no nurses here.
Yeah, there is.
Are there nurses here?
I think so.
Yes.
Where at?
My sister's a nurse.
Your
she's
sister?
Here.
Oh, your sister's a nurse. Yes. Duh, she's Filipino. If you're Filipino, you're a nurse. It's mandatory.
It is.
Nurse or mailman?
That's true.
I swear to God. Yeah. Any neighborhood, if any neighborhood, especially in L.A., just in like Southern California, mm-hmm. you'll every neighborhood has that Filipino nurse, Filipino mailman.
Yes.
And he's got the big hat.
Was your mom a nurse?
No, my mom wasn't a nurse.
Oh, okay.
But I got aunts that are nurses, cousins
Vegas.
That are nurses.
Vegas, y'all grew up in Vegas?
Are you interviewing me?
Yeah. You know what? Because there's some.
I didn't know.
Some
this is the AJ Raphael pond?
No, it's the koi pond. Want to know more about
Joe Koi?
Yes.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Especially
of you.
Me.
My uncle is. Well, we got so many uncles that are mailmen.
Mm, yeah.
Oh.
I know.
You know, my mother wanted me to be a nurse, but I wasn't smart in high school. There was no way I could go to college and become a nurse. And I asked my mother, I said, Mother.
Yes?
Oh, thank you. There you are. There's my mother in her baby voice. I go,
what does your mom say?
Like this. What?
What? Okay, I got it.
Very sweet, very
okay,
sweet.
I got it.
What? What do you want?
Okay, got it.
Here, I'll play my mom. Ready?
Okay.
No, because I'm playing my uncle.
Yeah, you play your uncle.
So you play.
How many characters am I doing?
Damn, you're a one-man show. There's four of us up here.
I wanted to be a nerd. I wanted to be a... I did not want to be a nurse. I'm getting confused in my own story. And then my mother said to me, just be a mailman. It's easy. You look at numbers on the envelope, and then you match it to the house. And that's where that envelope goes. Would you believe I still fucked up? Sometimes the six looks like a G. And I have nothing after that. So sing.
I'm a mailman. I'm a mailman.
Everything that you start always starts like that.
I'm a mailman. Nice harmony. I'm a mailman.
Write a letter and put it in an envelope. Lick it tight. It's on the go. It'll get to the place that you need it to be at. And they'll get to read it. Because I got it there. Because I'm a mailman. And not a nurse.
I'm not a nurse. I'm not a nurse.
I was just going to harmonize with you.
I'm not a nurse. I'm not a nurse. Yeah. We'll do it again so we can get that
one more time.
All of us, hey.
Okay.
I'm not a nurse. I'm not
a
We're just singing the same note, just in different octaves. That's not
Fuck it, this is a good song
okay,
so far.
Go. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm not a nurse.
It's a free show.
I'm not a nurse.
This is shit, we're not prepared. Pizza's free, they can laugh at anything. That's cute. I love it when you do. You know who's getting mad right now? Chris. Chris is so mad because all eyes are over here and he's like, you know what?
No, you know what?
Don't pay attention to me if I do this.
Talk,
that's not even his guitar, that's just his voice. Go ahead and take your solo. Do your solo.
Take it.
Oh.
Fuck. Yeah, that's. I did that when I first picked up a guitar. I think everyone does that. They grab the bottom string and go. Am I right?
That's all I know.
How long have you been playing the guitar?
Why do I have a guitar here?
Why do you.
We don't usually pull it out till the end of the show. But
oh, yeah,
now
that's
you
right.
It,
we
you
don't.
Know?
You know what's messing up my timing? This pit bull that's next door that
I
wasn't invited. Was that
fireworks.
A gunshot?
It's fire.
Did I just hear a gunshot?
That was fire.
Like a small gunshot. Like just a cute baby gun. Like it's not gonna hurt you, but it might kill you.
Stun you.
It's not North Hollywood style. You're liable. You have insurance, correct? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. About that.
That means no. Nick. Say hi to everybody.
What's going on, Joe? What's up, everybody? Thanks for coming out.
The real Nick Davis.
Very nice, Nick.
Nice. Nick, give it up for Nick, guys. When is this episode coming out?
This episode will be tomorrow. Right, Chris?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're gonna quick turnaround.
Yeah, it's going to
be... No edits.
No edits at all.
It's live.
This is raw, bro.
This is live.
Yeah.
Who's listening to the pod?
Oh, that just melted my heart. That is very nice of you guys.
That was cool.
Thank you so much. Jacob is supposed to be running in the spotlight?
No, he's back there.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I just saw a spotlight on your roof.
You are
something else, well, Lance. Lance made this from scratch.
He made
this
stage.
Yeah.
He made this, like, desk thing.
And then he stole these tables from a local school and park.
And painted them
elementary
today.
Elementary school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Would you? What happened, hon? You can smell the stain. Wait till you look at your ass. You're going to see the stain as well.
Take it home. Souvenir, baby.
Hey, my ass is stained. That's what you were smelling.
I'll stain that ass, girl.
Do you still have your passion fruit tree?
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone, you're more than welcome to grab one of those on the way out.
Yeah, everybody take a passion fruit.
Please take one passion fruit.
I have chickens now, too.
You have chickens for real?
Yeah. Take a chicken if you want.
I feel like we're on I feel like we're in a house in Hawaii.
Yes.
Like every house in Hawaii has chickens and passion fruit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge ideal. Samoan just
are you
laying there.
Yeah, bro. How do you say it?
Not like that. Yeah, bro. That's not how you say it. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That was an Armenian in Hawaii. Yeah, bro. I like passion fruit, bro. Yeah. All right. I don't know what voice that was.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy. Armenian Hawaiian.
Armenian meets Hawaiian.
I've never heard that.
This is what I love about California. It's so segregated. No, Southern California. It's so segregated, isn't it? Like, not segregated, but it's segregated by choice. Right? Does that make sense?
You mean like Filipino town?
Oh my God.
Armenian town, like little Armenian.
Bro, you go to like Cerritos.
Yeah.
And it's Filipino.
Yeah.
And then you go to Westminster and it's just Vietnamese.
Yeah, yeah. But they're right next to each other.
They're right next to each other, but they slowly go from Jordans to flip flops. You know what I'm saying?
Stupid.
Is that racist?
No, that's not.
It's not because I'm right. If you go to Westminster, you see a bunch of like, hey, bro, hey, dude, what the fuck, dude? Hey, bro, what the fuck, dude? You not bit me, dude? Get out here, dude. What, you nerd, dude? You a nerd? You a nerd? You a nerd?
What?
Nerd? You a nerd?
Nerd?
No, nerd? Help people with the blood in the hospital?
Nerd.
You a nerd?
Oh.
You got no? You don't understand what they do?
No.
No? How about you? You understand that?
No.
About you? You like fuck?
No.
Like fuck the noodle?
I'll try it.
You like the fuck the noodle?
Yeah, I'll try
it. Yeah, I stick noodle in your butt, dude. That is good fuck you. Fuck me, fuck you, dude.
Oh, my God.
He's not cursing. He just wants everyone to have fun.
How do you know all these cities, like Cerritos, Westminster? You played in all of them.
I played all of them.
Of course you did.
I played in a small pho restaurant 18 years ago.
Those people pay.
Oh, it was a horrible pay. It was just a bowl of pho.
Extra large.
Huh? Extra large bowl of rare meat. They call it rare meat, right? Rare meat pho? Mm. And I had to perform on a small table in the corner. It was comedy night at this pho restaurant. And I go, how's everyone doing? And then someone went, fuck you, dude. Just tell your joke. Shut up, dude.
It was probably his joke.
Oh, yeah. It was your joke. Crushed. Westminster. Koreatown.
What about Torrance?
Torrance.
I get mixed.
Torrance is Filipino, too.
But there's a lot of like Mexicans there, too. And
bro, Mexicans are everywhere.
You're right.
There's some of this backyard.
It's default.
Huh?
It's default.
Yeah, it's default. Right now, they're not. You won't see too many because the Dodgers are playing right now. So they're all over there right now. What?
My nephew said, go Dodgers.
Oh, go Dodgers, yes. Yes. Are you a Dodgers fan?
Yeah.
Nice. Good for you. So is everyone else here in Los Angeles, California.
Did you go to the game?
Huh?
You went to the game?
I went to the game, yeah. What a win. I spent so much money on those tickets. But I had fun. But with, like, Dodgers, like, with baseball, it's just, ugh.
It was a good game, though. They won.
But, okay, here's the thing about Dodgers. Well, baseball in general, especially with the playoffs. Like, it's a huge investment to find out that you're going to lose You know what I mean? Like when you're losing, like in the second inning, and you got to watch 7 innings.
Oh yeah.
Of just like you going, God, I can't believe I spent all this money on these tickets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's not like at the end of the game, like in the ninth inning. You know what I mean? It's like then they lose. It's like okay, you enjoyed 9 innings, but if you're losing in the first,
yeah, the whole game's
the whole suck. Game. You're just like, come on,
yeah,
hit something. You didn't see that? Have you ever tried hitting a fastball before?
I'm just gonna wait for the helicopter.
Yeah, let's just wait for Popo to fly by. Got a ghetto bird flying over your house.
Jeez.
This is so scary. Welcome to the first and last show of the Koi Pond Live here at our secret spot.
Don't worry, they won't find it.
Oh my God. Why do I feel like SWAT's gonna kick down the door? Everyone on the ground! This was a setup. They were here to arrest one guy. He's from New Zealand. Get on the ground, you son of a bitch!
No one will find me at the live koi pond.
Yeah. We knew you'd be here.
Who's the furthest? Who's from the furthest, not New Zealand?
Probably New Zealand.
That was such a great... Hold on, let's enjoy this question.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait,
who's further than the bottom of the earth?
No, I said not.
Anyone from hell?
I said not New Zealand. Lance racist.
Hey, I know New Zealand's way down at the bottom, but who's past that? How many people from Jupiter? Make some noise. I'm from further.
Joe.
It's Satan in the house.
Misunderstood, man.
No, I'm just New Zealand's pretty far. Like, what can be further than New Zealand?
No, I meant to exclude New Zealand. I think I was grammatically incorrect.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
you get mad at me a lot, don't you, AJ?
No, Joe, on the inside.
You do? But you enjoy me?
Yeah, but then you call me in the middle of the week and we talk. And
oh, I always apologize. Nice. I always apologize.
You don't need to.
From the bottom of my heart, you know that.
It's just nice to hear your voice during the week, not on the podcast.
I like your smile.
I don't know that song.
Me neither.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
Your face? 18.
Damn.
Your hands?
Your hands? 4. Good callback. God, this is our live show.
I'm 27.
You're 27?
Wait, Chris, are you the same age?
No, I'm older. I'm 30.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris wanted a compliment too, but we're not going to. Yeah, we knew that.
I have a beard.
I
have a beard.
Oh, Chris. But you have a young face too. When you shave, everyone's like, hey, you need your ID to get in here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I can pass.
And get out of that high chair.
High school student.
Get out of that. You need an ID to get in here and get out of that high chair. You got pubes.
I do.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the tallest in your family?
My brother.
Your brother? How tall is he? 5'4". He towers over us.
He's like 5'6".
He's 5'6"?
I think so, yeah.
5'7". What a cute family. That's sad.
It's my younger brother.
Oh, wait, AJ, how tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
You're 5'6", but you play a keyboard, so that gives you 2 extra inches.
What?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Does your brother play instruments?
No. Oh, hey, he plays the guitar a little bit. Like me.
Ooh.
Beginner.
Damn, that was pretty amazing.
That was one of his songs I just covered.
You got anything to come back to that?
Yeah, man.
Ooh. Jeez. Can you turn up his boards a little bit, Nick? Look, Nick's asleep. Never seen a guy fall asleep like this. Pizza? Pizza. Go. Play something. Play something. Those cute little hands. I like how the index finger bends, like to reach another key. That's cute. But it doesn't need to bend. You could just go like that.
It's
but you don't.
Form.
You still go like that. Oh, it's called
you
form?
Know, gotta, usually it's like this. Like you have to have a half ball in your...
Oh, hold on. We're still talking about pianos, right?
Clean show.
Oh, what?
It's a clean show.
Yeah, it's a clean show. We got sponsors, bro. Yeah, it's called form when you're playing with balls.
Half
especially
balls.
Two. Or... Half Lance Armstrong's balls. Go ahead. Damn, that's beautiful. Ooh, what's that? God, that's sexy. That's a That's love making music right there. I don't know what you're playing. Start it off. Just play it right. Right. Write a song live. Let's get inspired.
Okay.
Ooh. All right, yeah, the bathroom's down the hall to your right. I've never seen the host excuse himself. Thank you guys for coming. I'm going to take a shit. Glad you guys are here.
Got to go hang out in his room for a little
bit. He gets lost. What's that way? What is that?
I'm just making stuff up, so whatever you want. But do you want to sing it?
Yeah, I don't want to sing whatever you want. Like, where's your microphone? I don't hear you.
A song. I'm here, Joe.
There you are.
Here I am. You guys have heard Joe sing on the pod, right?
Yeah.
And in, how many of y'all seen his live shows?
First of all, I'm not a singer.
Y'all seen his live shows?
I'm not a singer.
He's a
singer. With
if you've seen his live shows, you know he's a singer.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
There's a difference.
There's no difference. There's no difference.
There's a difference.
He harmonizes with me and stuff.
Thank you very little.
Joe's acting so
no,
modest
being
right
serious.
Now.
Like, when I watch you, I'm like, okay, that's how you sing. But like when I do it, I'm just like, okay, I only have to do this for like 15 seconds. And then I'll bail.
No,
I'll just go, ooh, yeah! And then I'm like, all right, I'm done. Right?
You do it so good, though.
I know,
you do.
Man. I mimic a lot.
No, you have a good, it's a good 15 minutes.
Yeah?
In his set that he is singing.
Thank you.
It's true.
I have a tear. Thank you. Play something.
Can we get a request from the audience?
Ooh, you really want to take it there? Because if you get a request and then you go, I don't know that. And then that request is going to suck.
Disney song? What Disney song?
You can play any Disney song.
A Disney princess song.
A Disney princess song.
Yeah, well, then that's every fucking Disney movie, sir.
That's a Disney song. Yeah.
That is a Disney song.
A Whole New World. Let It Go.
Ooh.
Frozen? Do you know Frozen?
I don't know Frozen.
Come on, Joe.
Isn't that song for that Disney movie coming up soon, Moana?
No, I don't know that one.
Yeah, thank you. He's not...
He knows the songs for the future.
There's a Disney song coming out in 2018. It's about a princess. It's called The Princess's Princess.
No, I meant like old school stuff that Joe can sing.
Do it.
Whole New World.
I don't know any. Why do you think I know Disney songs?
Do an old R&B song.
I don't know Disney songs. If you want it to sound horrible, go for it.
Talking about baby.
Oh yeah, sorry. Here we go.
Baby, please forgive me.
To believe, to believe in love.
from your shit?
I'm back. What'd I miss?
We're on our bended knees.
Were you standing there eating pizza? Was that you?
Yeah, eating pizza in the back.
Who? What?
Yeah. I had to get it before everyone realized there was more back there.
How much fun was that? That was so much fun. How much fun was that?
It's fun every time.
You're fun every time.
Check out our past episodes. I'm here plugging.
No, you don't have to plug. They know.
That's how they're here. Yeah.
These people found out about this secret show on our pod.
It's better the second time.
These are random strays we just bumped into at Ralph's.
We don't know that.
Yeah. Hey, put that food down. We got pizza down the street. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow, that's nice, mate. Yeah, follow us, New Zealander. You're going to believe what we have. We're going to do songs and everything.
Do you know that one song from the new Disney movie? 2018?
It hasn't even been written yet?
It hasn't even been written yet.
Oh, he's cute.
Sing it, AJ.
I love him. What's his name? Nathan. I love you, Nathan. Aw. Nathan is two-fisting two red cups right now. That's how he's taken in this pod.
Inspiration why I post that memes on my Instagram.
Oh.
You're the inspiration.
Inspiration,
said, inspiration.
For what?
You're the inspiration why I post that memes on Instagram.
Dank memes.
Dank
memes. Dank memes.
Yeah. I guess he's calling me
that's
a
title that upcoming Disney song,
am I
right?
Dank?
Yeah, yeah.
What's
yeah.
a dank?
You're dank delicious. From the D to the A.
Lance. Nope, Lance. That doesn't ring a bell. I don't know what the hell that was.
You're dangling
to the D, to the A. Were you gargling?
I was.
To the D.
I
was. You know that song, right? Dangling. But I play with half a ball. Dangling. You know that song.
You're dank is what I was trying to say.
Oh, I'm dank. Chris, play a song. Dude, Chris is like, please.
Include
yeah. I've been practicing all day.
Just any song. Or am I make one up?
He always asks. Is the best.
Yes. Should I make one up? Like, no, it's like he has an anthology of songs written.
Should I make one up and then plays Oasis?
Yeah.
Today is gonna be the day.
Here he goes. Go, do it, Chris. Go give him what you got.
Let's go.
How's everyone doing tonight? Finally get my shot. Nice.
Now Joe asked me to sing a song for you. Gonna sing it oh so good.
If you sing it in the microphone,
I'm gonna sing it.
They can probably hear you. Cause right now you sound like you're singing really. Put the microphone next to your mouth so they can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No. Cannot hear you.
How about now?
Sounds like you're yelling, but falling down a hill like this.
Ah! I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling down. Falling down.
Ooh, but now you sound like you're falling up. Falling down. Down, down, down. Kind of up.
Dome in the court pound, and we're yeah. live.
Ooh.
And
yeah.
we're in North Hollywood.
Yeah. With no bulletproof vest on.
We're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. We're all gonna die.
We're all gonna die just like that dog died. Did everyone notice that that dog is gone?
Yeah.
Dog,
yeah.
stop barking. That means someone just stole the dog.
It's the gunshot you heard.
It's someone else's dog.
We heard a gunshot, and then the dog stopped barking.
Yeah, the dog stopped barking.
We can
yeah.
do the math.
But it was a very small gun. And then the dog was like, I'm out of here.
You want to kill it. Just, no. Yeah, just make it go away.
Yes. Keep going. Sing your song.
Oh, where are you, dog? I miss you so. Please bark at me, and I will sing the song for you. And you are gone.
I can't. I heard a gunshot. Got really scared. Ran down the street. And now I don't know where I am.
Are you okay?
Looking for a yard filled with chickens. I know it's somewhere around here. But right. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I did not mean to interrupt your song.
Oh, I miss you, dog. And you stopped barking when Lance got up. Where did he go?
Well, the reason why I left, because I knew that there was an Asian cooking. That was my cue. So I ran for my life.
I like how I sound just like the dog.
Yeah. This dog is you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's inspired by you.
All right.
Yeah, the dog's a metaphor for you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're a dog.
Dirty dog.
You're a dirty dog.
Well, then I got this.
Go for it.
From the D to the A to the NK, it's your.
D to the A to the. Yeah, hold on. Yeah. He just dropped the mic.
Sorry.
That was
Chris.
Amazing. Hey, you guys, I hope you're enjoying the live podcast. That's right, all the way from Lance Patrick's dangerous backyard. But we're having a good time. But before we get back, I want everyone to get on DraftKings.com. I mean, if you got a fantasy team or you're into fantasy football, there's only one place to be, DraftKings.com. Attention, fantasy football league commissioners. It's time to restore the position of commissioner to its former glory with a fresh start with the new leagues feature at DraftKings.com. You can play 1 week private contest with your friends whenever you want. No more listening to your league mates complain about their draft day bust. Shake things up, take the reins, and start a new league. A league where you and your friends get to pick a new team each week you want to play. Don't wait. Hurry to DraftKings.com and save your season. Set up your league today. Your friends will thank you. I swear to God, they'll thank you. Enter promo code KOY, K-O-Y, and play for free, absolutely free, with your first deposit. That's KOY to play for free at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Check this out. My nephew is looking for a car, and guess what I told him to do? Go to True Car. Buy a new car, buy a used car. It doesn't matter. It's going to be certified and guaranteed through the True Car Network. See what others pay for the car that you want. Get a fair price and then connect with a local certified dealer and enjoy a quick, easy buying experience. True Car users save an average of $3,279. Are you kidding me? $3,279 off of MSRP. I mean, you could use that money to buy another car. That's how good this app is. Download the True Car app. Buy a new or used car. Just visit TrueCar.com. TrueCar.com. Or download the True Car app. Some features are not available in all states.
I feel like this whole show has been improvised. What? I feel like we didn't have anything prepared.
No. I planned that.
Did you plan that?
The mic drop I planned the whole time.
I'm planning to get hype later.
Oh!
What did you say?
Who was that?
To get hype.
You going to play hype?
We're gonna get hype later. That's the only thing we have.
If you want to do it now, do it now.
Yeah.
Do you have...
You guys ready to get hype?
Nice. Ooh. A little louder. Wake up the neighbors.
What time is it? Curfew? Nope, we're good.
Oh, yeah, no. North Hollywood, there is no curfew. Everyone goes to sleep when they run out of bullets. That's when everyone goes, I'm out of bullets. Good night. Shot a dog. Good night.
That's his nightcap,
right? Yo, 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 yo. I'm the worst hype man. Yo, 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 yo.
Check it out. If you're in North Hollywood eating pizza, make some noise.
That was pretty good.
A pretty good hype man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
went to hype man school.
Yo.
Where?
Huh?
Where?
Athens, Georgia. Some guy did a TED talk. I was like, I know I can do this. Stop. Who can do a good hype man? Seriously.
Nick.
Nick, can you do a good hype man?
I can certainly try. Let's do it.
Fucking yeah, go. Go.
All right.
Hold on, stop, stop, stop.
Jeez.
Why the minute you play, you start doing the chicken? Did you see him do the chicken neck?
I did.
He started doing the chicken neck.
I don't move to the music. The music moves me.
Oh, I like that. Ooh. That's deep. That's deep. Oh, now we know how you make love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nick needs music.
I've been
he's
told
just
it's
stiff
like an
as
R&B
a board.
Song.
He just lays there stiff. You feel that? You feel that? No, you don't feel it? Then play some fucking music. Go. Play it. Go, light man. Yeah, I told you, he'll fuck up every time.
Yeah.
It's play. It's the arrow. No.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, where's your chicken head? There it is. Go.
When I say koi, you say pond. Koi. Koi.
Okay, stop. That's not me. Why did you even turn the beat on? Did you even turn the beat on? You weren't even with the beat. Watch, I'm gonna do what you just did. Play the song, and I want you to hear what you just did. This is how horribly
at least it was an
off
order.
Rhythm you were. Go.
It's still on beat.
I'm still on beat. I'm trying to get off beat, which is hard. Yeah! When I koi say it, pun! Koi! Koi! Yeah! It was that bad.
That was still relatively
yeah,
on.
But
I know,
yeah,
it's hard for me to be off.
To be off.
He is naturally off.
But wait.
I was trying so hard to be off.
In his defense, though.
Hold on, hold on. There's a race car. Fast and Furious just went down a neighborhood. God. I'm so scared for my life right now, and I'm your friend. When you said that our secret spot was your house, I went like this. Are you serious? It's dangerous. Go ahead. You know he has roommates too, right? They're not allowed out of the room right now. The creepiest thing. Come on, Lance. We want pizza too.
Touch a pizza, I'll break your hands.
Come on, man. We'll say that we're fans too. Stay in your rooms. I said this was my house.
He's going to know you're not fans, Caucasians.
Have you ever smelled a microphone? It smells so bad.
No, this one's fine.
Really?
I bet the
venues
are worse.
Well, that's my penis. You're not really smelling a microphone, AJ. It smells like 1,000 mouths.
This one doesn't.
It doesn't?
No, this one's fine. Whose mic is this?
Smells like 1,000
They're the Corolla shows. Oh, that's what it is.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
You know, have you ever had a friend with bad breath? Do you ever tell that person that they have bad breath? No. Never, right?
Something in teeth.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Oh, it's definitely food.
Come on.
It's definitely a piece of meat between two teeth. But they don't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want to get it with floss.
Right, right.
They just let it die.
I just meant I'll tell somebody.
They just let the
if
meat
they have
die.
Something in their teeth.
Huh?
I'll tell somebody.
No, no, no. No. I don't care about something in their tooth. Because I'll do that too. If like a piece of lettuce or something, then I'll be like, hey, you got something in your tooth.
Because they can help that right away.
You can help that right away. What I'm saying is the stank from their mouth
from their gut.
Means that there's a piece of meat in their tooth that they won't floss. They refuse to floss.
Yeah, yeah.
They're usually the people that don't floss are the ones that go like this. I don't floss. That's the one that doesn't floss. For real. Because their breath stinks. And I want to tell them, just get it. Just get it. But we don't say it. Have you ever said anything? Have you ever said anything to someone?
Have you ever offered gum, maybe?
Gum is not going to do it. Gum is just going to, like, temporary. It's like Febreze. Like you Febreze the trash can. It's still trash. And then when the Febreze is gone, it's...
What do you do?
Get you soon. Tell them!
Yeah, but what are they going to do about it?
Get floss! Oral-B!
I don't know. I don't think it's just in their teeth.
No, okay. Here's the... They will do it if you say something, but no one ever says anything to someone that has stank breath.
I know, but I think it's...
Have you ever told someone that they had stank breath?
No.
Exactly. Chris, have you?
Never.
Never. Have you?
I want to, though.
I won't even tell my mom she has stank breath, and her breath stinks.
Yeah.
Damn, Joe.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, she's, you know...
I get it. You know,
yeah.
She listens to the pod.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
She doesn't even... No, she doesn't. She doesn't even know what a pod is.
But you always shout her out in the
What's
beginning.
What's a pod? What is a pod? Do you mean father? You don't have one. I think everyone should just step up and just tell your friend that they have stanky breath. But everyone's scared. No one ever says anything. You ever talk to someone and they spit and it touches your face? But yeah. Then you don't say anything like, hey, you just spit on my face?
No, no.
You don't. You just keep talking, but yeah. You guys both look like you just spit on my fucking face.
And you just turn around. And
yeah, you turn around or you go, hey, look at that. And then you wipe it off with your wrist.
Oh, my God, I hate that.
The best part is we're now also insecure about it. Like, maybe it's me. Why is he talking about it?
Yeah, maybe, Joe.
What I'm trying to say is you guys floss.
Thank you.
No, I'm joking. But no, I'm just telling people. Why are we so scared to tell people that their breath stinks?
Because it's mean.
You can tell them anything else, but you won't tell them. What I'm trying to say is, tomorrow when you go to work, if there's someone at that office,
find them.
Just today. Today's the day.
Today's the day.
Today's the day.
They'll know what you mean.
Today's the day you need to go, hey, you know what, man? You know why I look away when you talk to me directly? Or every time you yawn, I walk away.
Here's some gift certificates to my dentist.
Is that mean? Am I being mean? That's not a mean thing to say.
No,
is it,
you,
Chris?
I think
if
you
somebody can... said that to you, would you be bummed out?
No, or... I'd be like, oh my God, why didn't you tell me sooner? Tell me.
Yeah.
I have stanky breath.
You're right.
Noted.
Yeah. I'm out.
Watch,
you don't have stanky
when
breath.
They floss and they pull something out, they're gonna be like, oh my God, that's what it was. And they're going to look at it. And you know what they do when they look at it? They eat it because it's a kebab.
Yeah,
it's a kebab. And put the steak right back in there.
Yeah, this time
I just ate the steak.
Come on, bro.
Eat the steak.
I just ate the steak.
My mic is fine.
Say what?
So maybe it's just yours.
You know what? It's probably my breath bouncing out.
It's
I think
you.
I need to floss.
Yeah, Joe doesn't floss.
I don't floss. Do you shake hands with people?
I
Nick?
Do, yeah.
Do you shake hands?
Hugs.
Do you shake hands? Yeah, I like to hug. Like, people go, oh, why are you so huggy? And it's like, one, I go, because I'm a loving person, because I am.
That's nice.
That's true.
And I just hate people with clammy hands.
Oh, dang, I just thought you liked me when
Is
I
Is that mean?
You.
But yeah, baby hands. So it's kind of like high-fiving a newborn. Does your lady love it when you caress her with your baby hand?
Oh, yeah.
He just grabs hold of one finger.
Oh, yeah. She loves.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Would you walk... Wait, is she here? She's here. I thought I saw her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, she's... Yeah, there she is.
I saw her.
Oh. Okay, I'll stop.
Wait, who are we
She loves
about?
My baby
His
hand.
Girlfriend.
Oh, the one we've been singing about. And stuff.
Yes.
Is here.
She's
yeah,
here.
She's here.
She's right over there.
Where? Which one?
Right over there.
Oh, hey.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Less.
That's my Vietnamese person in the song.
Or how I rap.
Yeah. Or how Lance raps. D to the A to the M to the K. Hey, girl. You know, I know I got small hands. But I want you to know I got a big heart. And you know, I just want you to know, every time we go out, walk around town, and I lift my arm way above my head to reach for your hand.
Oh, my God. I hate this because she's here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I want you to know, girl, I was at Crate and Barrel today, and I bought a really cool step stool.
Only the best quality, you know?
Yeah, they do have the best quality.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm gonna be able to look you eye to eye when we kiss. You don't have to worry about your back going out on you every time you bend down to pick me up.
climb up on that step stool and wrap my arms around your beautiful neck. Take my little Q-tip fingers and rest your earlobes. There's another popo flying across the... There's another chopper flying overhead right now.
I'm weirdly turned on.
Are you weirdly turned on?
Yeah, we had that conversation. That was a real thing.
Is it really? No, it's not. You guys are the cutest. You guys are the cutest couple. You know that.
Thanks, man.
You guys are perfect for each other.
Thank you.
I've noticed that it's the first time that some people here have seen, like, even my face and, like, Chris and Nick.
Yeah.
I just want to say that.
Like, if...
hey, how many people from New Zealand's never seen his face before?
Like, all of them just had LASIK? Like, all of them just had LASIK surgery, and,
no,
and now they can see us.
They're just all looking at you.
I did just get LASIK.
Oh, you did? Okay, great. Well, that's not what we're talking about now. Let's talk about the stupid thing you said just prior to that.
Yeah.
I just realized that these people... can see me with this thing they call eyeballs. It's in their head.
Take it all in tonight. This is your chance.
Take it all in. If you could just open your eyes, you'll see us. Do you think this crowd is asleep?
I just meant in real life, you know, like if they've been listening to the pond and they're like, I wonder what Chris looks like.
Yeah.
Now they see his face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What
yeah.
do
Here
you
go,
think?
Everybody.
What do you think?
Ah, thank you.
Yeah.
They're stoked.
None of these people have computers or Google. These people all live in the dark.
Yeah, so much for all those pictures you posted.
That's why we had the show at night. They're not allowed to walk up the streets during the day. They're just dark people that live in caves with no internet or anything. It's my first time using my eyes. I wonder what they look like. The AJ guy sounds very Asian.
Do I sound Asian?
Well, when you go like this, I don't sound.
Do I sound Asian?
Hey, I don't sound. I don't sound Asian at all.
Whenever you go up octaves, that's when you sound Asian.
Because like tonal. It's tonal language.
Yeah, yeah. Asians always like to go up high.
Mm. What?
But I'm not like
what did
Southeast
you say?
Asian, you know. We're Filipino, so it's like a little different.
Yeah.
Than like Southeast Asian.
Because the Philippines is a 2-hour flight to Japan.
But we're like...
it's pretty close to New Zealand.
Islands.
No, it's not.
Isn't it down there?
No, it's like Japan is like across the street to the Philippines.
Oh, really? Come
on, you know what's crazy? When you go to Hawaii, they have the thickest accent. Like, oh, hey, brother, what you do, brother? Like, they all talk with the pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's like a 4-hour flight from California to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And there's like this language barrier.
Right.
And then if you fly to Guam, which is like 10 hours away, perfect English. Perfect English. And they're like an hour flight from Japan. I flew to Guam and I thought it was going to get like worse, like the accent was going to be really thick. And I was like slowing down the way I talk. And they were like this, why are you talking like that, bro?
You were slowing down this?
Yeah. I was like, hey, it's my first time in Guam.
The guy goes like this.
Oh, great. Welcome. Why are you talking like that, bro? That's how they talk.
It's because they really want to be a part of the U.S. officially.
Really?
Know? So maybe over the years they've been trying to be like, yo, we're as American as possible. Accept us so we can go there without a visa.
That was so stupid. That is not the reason at all.
That is...
I mean...
Have you ever played Guam?
Yes.
I mean, have you guys ever been to Guam? You should go to Guam.
It's
vacation hotspot.
Okay, but check this out. Guam is like Hawaii, but with no wind and no birds.
Yeah, that's
There's
very
no
true.
Birds.
There's no birds.
It's the most bizarre thing ever.
Yeah, they all died.
Oh, shit.
There's birds here. What? Did you see that?
What the...
That was in Lance's backyard.
Shut up.
And I want to tell you guys what just flew by.
What just happened?
Can you tell the podcast?
Can I tell you what it was? That was a dragon.
Holy
that was a small dragon, and I believe it was a Crip. It's in a game. Look at that thing.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
What are you...
I told you, people are legitimately scared right now. I'm trying to play it off. But a dragon just flew by us.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, bro.
Yeah, we're in Middle Earth right now. You guys call it North Hollywood.
Anyone come farther than Middle Earth?
No. No one comes farther than Middle Earth.
That was scary. I'm telling you, I'm so happy this was our first and last show here in North Hollywood.
Wait, can I put Lance on blast a little
bit? Yeah, please put him on blast. Go for it.
Lance, he was right here and we were setting up and stuff. He was like, I hope Joe likes it.
Yep.
I hope Joe likes the...
I do.
Oh, man, I do. I really do like it. This is you put a lot of effort into this. It's very beautiful. We just need to hire security.
Drew, stand up.
Oh, there he is. Oh, there he is.
Boom. Boom.
Yeah,
boom.
we're secure.
I feel safe.
I got a feeling that your security is equivalent to, like airport TSA.
Drew.
Like, if something goes down, TSA is gone.
Can you come stand next to Chris really quick? I want to see.
Oh, man, this is...
Look at this.
Aw. That's so cute. If we put Chris next to this guy... Look at this. Chris doesn't even have to get off the stool.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually taller on the stool. I'm just going to stay here.
Whoa.
Stand up next to him. Oh, my God.
Hello, small child.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Holy crap.
Your security guard needs a baby, Bjorn. Yeah. Really paint Chris on his chest.
Joe, can you just rock him to sleep real quick?
That was amazing.
That was amazing. That was a huge man.
That was a huge man
that just made a 3X white tee look medium.
Oh, my God. Shaka.
Wow. Yeah. What's his ethnicity? Sasquatch. He's a Yeti.
He was blurry.
Yeah, he was. Oh, my God. What was that, a tree? A tree with khakis? Oh, my God. Is that a character from Warcraft? He's enormous. I'd buy him for like 500 jewels.
I am khaki man.
He's enormous. Look at him. He's just at the table full of food.
Yes, I will secure the food.
Hey, where'd all the food go?
I'm drinking all kinds of drinks.
Thanks, Lance. I feel very safe. People are very uncomfortable and tired right now. You guys, here's another thing about this live pod. You're more than welcome to sleep here. Lance has provided sleeping bags for everyone.
Might as well.
He was up all night making them. Out of banana leaves and old socks.
Chicken feathers, too.
Chicken
down.
Hey, if you only knew.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This guy's provided everything tonight.
He has.
Security, pizza, a missing dog. Did you have fun tonight?
Yeah.
I had a blast.
I had a blast.
You have to catch a flight to Lenmore tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
What's next? What's on the board?
What's on the board? You want to come with us to Lenmore tomorrow?
Do it.
Do it. You'll be back the same night.
Yeah, tell your one joke.
No, I have this, like...
He has 30 seconds and the guy has to light him at 15. I got a 30 second joke. Light me at 20. I don't want to go long.
We're going to need you to stretch your time there, AJ.
You need to have to stretch that to 45 seconds.
He just talks slower.
Light me at 30.
My mom.
I'll do crowd work. I'll say things like, how's everyone doing tonight?
Who hears from further than New Zealand?
I can't come. I have this
boring
like, brand deal thing, which is cool.
Yeah.
For Doctor Strange the movie.
Oh yeah, brag a little more.
Yeah, just so want to say that I get paid for Instagram posts. You know,
that's so cool, bro.
Yeah, so
good
I can't go tomorrow. I'm sorry,
man. Good for you.
Thanks.
Seriously, is there anything else you want to brag about?
Yeah.
On the show, what else do you have, sir?
What else?
Say it now.
Nothing else. That's why I can't go tomorrow. I'm being serious.
Sing a Disney song right now. Off the top of your head, what's the first one that you can sing?
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Sorry, only...
Keep going.
Did they send me daughters when I asked for sons?
Yeah, keep going.
You're the saddest bunch I've ever met. And you can bet before... This is our only Disney movie, Mulan.
Okay,
no one knows this.
It's okay. Just no one cares. Just sing it.
Guys.
They're more impressed by your beautiful voice. Go. Hurry up before the police get here.
Make a man out of you. That's it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, if you hear that siren, that's our time.
If you have warrants,
now's the time to run, you guys.
Yeah.
Loot and run. Grab as much pizza as you want. I hope you guys make it out of here.
The New Zealand guy's gone.
Yeah, the New Zealand guy.
Is he? Oh, no, he's still here. Can we do this thing that I do on my YouTube channel?
Please.
Okay, it's called a piano song challenge.
Go for it.
So you guys would usually have buzzers next to me.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But instead, just say your name.
All right, go for it.
All right. So I'm going to play a song, and then the first two, three songs.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Done.
Here we go. It's just going to be a random song.
Okay. Let's go.
Lance. I swear.
Bye.
No.
98 degrees.
No.
Nope.
No, wait, wait, wait. All for one. All for one.
I already got it. All for one. Thank you for giving me the answer.
But you didn't say your name.
Oh, you suck. I said all for one.
All for one. I got
1 point. It's 1-1.
John Michael Montgomery.
I forgot to say. It's the artist and the song.
So oh, okay.
You stole 1 point.
Okay.
You stole a point.
Did I get 1 point for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got 1 point.
Okay. You got a point.
Whatever. Here we go.
Chris. Voice of Men.
Chris, I'm sorry, Chris. He
That's all
didn't
my
say
life.
Your name.
He didn't say your name.
Jojo. It's Chris. My show.
Chris, what
everyone
is it?
Knows my name.
Excuse me, Chris.
I don't know if you know this. My name's on the goddamn marquee and the garage door over there. And this empty trash can. That's
Chris,
my name.
What's your answer, Chris?
That's Casey and Jojo on my life.
All right.
Ooh.
He
baby,
got,
baby, 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 baby.
He got 2 points.
Nice.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Lance. Name Joe.
Joe.
He said, Joe.
What? No. I didn't even play anything.
I don't know. I don't know that song.
Hey, how about this? I say my name and then you play what I say.
Hold on. Right,
go,
okay,
go,
here we go.
Go,
here
go.
We go. Ready?
Joe. I don't know it again. I'm sorry.
Joe, you're an ass.
This game. All right, one more time. Go. Go. Joe. Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Whoa.
What's the song?
I got things.
Yeah.
Things galore. Gidgets and gadgets galore. Guys.
Ooh, Lance.
A whole new world.
Part of this world. Part of your world.
Part of your world. 1-1.
Yes.
2-2-2.
We're tied.
Next
two, two.
One. This is our tie.
This is for the, okay.
This is for the win.
Oh my god, I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. Go. Dang.
Is Lance rapping?
From the D to the A.
Go.
Chris.
Chris. For the win.
Maroon 5.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. Do.
That is
Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Can we give it up for Chris, the winner?
Congratulations.
They care.
He won.
Yep.
He won. Chris,
Chris
won.
Wins. Which
tiny
means
hands.
Tiny hands gets
won.
To.
That's right.
Gets to pick up all these big red cups. Throw them away.
The regular size.
Fight the dragons. When you pick up these red cups with your little hands, it's going to look like the Kool-Aid man. Just, every time he picks up a cup, hey, Kool-Aid. Play another song. Let's play a song out of here.
All right.
Let's play a song. Thank you guys for coming to the live pod. Ooh. This has been fun.
Thank you so much.
Just happy knowing Rashad.
Just a dog.
Yeah. Yes. Well, just a dog.
We lost one dog. That's
and,
pretty good.
And four chickens. Go for it. Play a song.
Like a
whatever you
like
want.
Write one?
Whatever
like
you
want.
A random?
A random.
All right.
Let's get a topic.
Ooh.
From the audience.
Ooh,
okay.
Go for it.
One word.
North Hollywood.
Hollywood.
North Hollywood.
Another one.
Good day.
Good day. Okay, that's the name of the song that we're playing.
What was it?
She said, "Good day." The good day. Song you're playing right now.
Wait, oh, is that what it sounded like?
Yeah, yeah, you had I'm no sorry, idea you were playing Nappy Roots. Good day.
I'm so sorry.
Are you kidding me right now? What are you, a robot? I don't know what I'm playing.
Gonna let me change it up.
All right, go. That's Welcome Back, Carter. Go, keep going.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
You got me twisted. Right.
I'm like less creative out here than I am
no,
in the studio.
Don't ever say that.
That's not true.
Don't Damn ever guys. Say
I
that.
I mean, yes, your don't jokes ever. And everything else.
Yes, your jokes? Horrible. Yes.
Less creative, yes.
But that's, you know what I mean?
And your
that's
questions
fine.
To
You're
the
allowed
audience?
To suck at that.
That was way less
but
creative.
Singing? Never.
Never.
Jokes? Yes. The worst.
Questions?
Don't
to the
ever
audience?
Do it again.
Don't do that.
Don't
again.
Ever do a TED Talk again.
That was like a dead talk.
You start.
We're having a good day in Hollywood.
North.
We're having a good day in North Hollywood.
Exactly.
And we almost got shot
by a gun.
By a real small gun. That's okay.
Cause we still had fun.
Had fun on the koi pond. Had fun on the koi pond.
Yeah. Okay. We ate for free. That was fun.
That was fun.
If you didn't like it, then you are dumb, dumb. Just take what you want. This isn't my house. All for free. Clock lands. Thought I was safe, but he got security that was bigger than this guy with small hands.
Oh my God,
there's a bug the size of a dragon.
Holy shit!
Flying over our head, we're all dead. But we had fun at the
koi pond. Thank you guys for coming out. Nick, Joe,
yes,
Lance,
AJ, Raphael, Chris, Lance, you guys, we had so much fun. And let's just hang out real quick. I love you guys.
Let's hang out. See you guys next week on the pod. Later.
Is Corolla Digital.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.